The Gift of Pardon, May 11. Thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Justice demands that sin be not merely pardoned, but the death penalty must be executed. God, in the gift of His only begotten Son, met both these requirements. By dying in man's stead, Christ exhausted the penalty and provided a pardon. God requires that we confess our sins and humble our hearts before Him, but at the same time we should have confidence in Him as a tender Father, who will not forsake those who put their trust in Him. God does not give us up because of our sins. We may make mistakes and grieve His Spirit, but when we repent and come to Him with contrite hearts, He will not turn us away. There are hindrances to be removed. Wrong feelings have been cherished, and there have been pride, self-sufficiency, impatience, and murmurings. All these separate us from God. Sins must be confessed. There must be a deeper work of grace in the heart. We must learn in the school of Christ. Nothing but His righteousness can entitle us to one of the blessings of the covenant of grace. We look to self, as though we had power to save ourselves, but Jesus died for us because we are helpless to do this. In Him is our hope, our justification, our righteousness. Jesus is our only Savior, and although millions who need to be healed will reject His offered mercy, not one who trusts in His merits will be left to perish. You may see that you are sinful and undone, but it is just on this account that you need a Savior. If you have sins to confess, lose no time. These moments are golden. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled, for Jesus has promised it. Precious Savior, His arms are open to receive us, and His great heart of love is waiting to bless us.